Let's look in our Bibles to the book of Matthew to chapter 8. The book of Matthew and in chapter 8. Before we read, let me mention this. I'm sure everyone knows, may have memorized the I Ams of Jesus that you find in the Bible. Those I Ams, statements of Jesus Christ, are very important to our understanding of who he is. When Jesus would say, I am, he was declaring himself to be Jehovah God, the same one that did speak to Moses out of the burning bush. Another study in God's Word may be equally important as the study of the I Ams is the study of the I Wills of Jesus. Over 30 times it's recorded that Jesus said, I will. Most of these are positive statements. You find some that are negative but have a positive teaching. I want us to read just a few of these. If you will, if you're in chapter 8, just back up to chapter 4 of Matthew. And notice what he said in verse 19, one of the I wills of Jesus. Matthew 4 and in verse 19, and he saith unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Very simple statement, but there's much that could be learned from just that statement. As Paul said, it is the Lord who enabled him. Jesus is the one that can make anyone a fisher of men, an able preacher of the gospel. The fault and failure of many is they seek to make themselves or depend upon some school, place of higher learning to make themselves. Jesus said, I will. I will. In the same book, in chapter 11, another I will statement I'm sure you're all familiar with. Matthew chapter 11 and in verse 28, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I go from there to the book of John. In the book of John, and I'll go to chapter 14 to begin with. Chapter 14 of the book of John, and in verse 3, Jesus said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will. I will come again. Look back to the 6th chapter of the book of John also. Here I'll read verse 37. Jesus said, all that the Father giveth me cometh to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. That's a negative I will, but it certainly has a positive teaching of the security of all who do come to the Lord Jesus Christ. As I said, there's over 30 of these that are recorded in the New Testament. Today, in Matthew in chapter 8, we have one of these I wills of Jesus. And I want us to read the account not only recorded in Matthew, but also in Mark and in Luke. Matthew in chapter 8, beginning in verse 1, when he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will. That's just a wonderful thought there. I will. Be thou clean. and immediately his leprosy was cleansed. If you would look at the account in Mark, and you might want to somehow mark these, I'll be referring to all three of these. In Mark and in chapter 1, beginning in verse 40, "And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed." Now let's read the account in the book of Luke in chapter 5. Luke, and in chapter 5, and I'll read verse 12 and verse 13. "And it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus, fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him." I'm going to begin in this study in Matthew and in chapter 8. Matthew and in chapter 8, the Bible says, "Behold," in verse 2, "there came a leper." There came a leper. During Bible times, leprosy was the most dreaded of all diseases. No known cure for leprosy. God gave Moses lengthy instructions how that leprosy and those with leprosy are to be dealt with. Two chapters of your Bible, Leviticus 13 and Leviticus 14, are dedicated with how leprosy and those with leprosy were to be dealt with. Leprosy was a disease which greatly disfigured the body. It actually destroyed the body. It would produce spongy, tumor-like disfigurements to the face and the body. Leprosy also had a deteriorating effect upon the internal organs of the body. There's a place in Thailand, Janice and I have been through and been to on many different occasions, that was originally a leper colony. It was just a place for isolation of leprosy. Those with this disease of leprosy in Bible times would be pronounced unclean and defiled by the priest of Israel. And that was by the command of God. God commanded them to declare, pronounce lepers as being both defiled and unclean, and that excluded them from any and all assemblies of worship of any kind. They were isolated. I mentioned the readings in Leviticus. I'm going to read a couple of verses there. In Leviticus and in chapter 13, Leviticus and in chapter 13, I'll read verse 45 and verse 46. Leviticus 13, verse 45. This is a part of how to deal with a leper. In verse 45, and the leper in whom the plague is, his clothes shall be rent, his head bare or shaven, and he shall put a covering upon his upper lip and shall cry, unclean, unclean, all the days wherein the plague shall be in him, he shall be defiled. He is unclean. He shall dwell alone. Without the camp shall his habitation be. This was a very, very serious thing. The one that had leprosy was not to come into close contact with anyone. But also, there was no one that wanted to be in close contact with a leper. It was a very, very serious thing. Back in Matthew and in chapter 8 and in verse 2, you have the word behold, indicating that something very unusual is happening here. If you're still holding a place in Luke in chapter 5, you'll notice in verse 12, this man was full of leprosy. Not just in part of his body, he was full of leprosy. And we don't know who this man was. We do not know where he came from. But we do know, according to God's word, he was unclean and defiled, full of leprosy, but yet this man approached Jesus Christ. How he made his way to Jesus, we're not told, and I will not speculate. But it was required of him, as we read in Leviticus, he must declare himself publicly and loudly unclean, unclean, warning people, don't get close to me, telling them, I am a leper. That's what the words would indicate. And there were many restrictions which would prohibit this man from getting close to anyone. But somehow this man was able to get to Jesus. When I read this in the three accounts that we have, I'm reminded of that old saying, where there's a will, there's a way. God had made this man willing, and he was going to get to Jesus. Our text says in Matthew 8 and in verse 2, and behold, there came a leper and worshiped him. Worshiped him. Now, when you read in the New Testament especially this word worship, do not think that every time it means a service such as we have in worshiping God. For it does not carry that meaning. It does mean to do reverence, but there are times where it just simply means to kneel down before one. Sometimes it means to just lie flat on your face before someone. It always means or displays a humble spirit and one that is submissive. Sometimes if someone were to approach Jesus and just kneel down, it could be said they're worshiping him. They may not be a believer, but the word worship could be used. Sometimes, again, just lying down. Look back to Luke chapter 5 and then verse 12. Luke 5 and in verse 12, and it came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face. Fell on his face. in Mark and in chapter 1 and in verse 40, the Bible says, "And there came a leper to him, beseeching him and kneeling down to him." There is no contradiction. It's all one and the same thing. The leper of our text, like every sensible sinner, knew that Jesus was his only hope of being made clean. And this man made it his business to get to Jesus. If you're still in Mark chapter 1 and in verse 40, note this. It says, "And there came a leper to him, beseeching him." Strong word. It's not that he just came asking a favor. The word is much stronger than that. It is a call for help. It is pleading. We could use the word begging. It shows how earnest this man is. There's two important things I want you to notice in this. When this leper came to Jesus, first of all, Jesus did not tell this leper, "Don't get close to me." Jesus, we're not told that he backed up, moved himself away. He did not tell the leper to stay at a distance. I mentioned earlier, I read earlier, I'll go back there to John chapter 6 and in verse 37, you might notice the latter part of that verse, "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." And this leper was not an exception. Also, I'll mention this. Jesus did not stop this leper from worshiping him. I won't go to these places, but in Acts chapter 10, verse 25 and verse 26, Peter refused the worship of Cornelius. There was an occasion that we read of with Paul and Barnabas. While they were at Lystra, there were individuals that sought to worship them. They stopped it and refused that worship. Twice we're told in the book of Revelation that the angel refused the worship of John. God and God only is to be worshiped. When this leper came to Jesus and worshiped him, Jesus did not stop him or refuse that worship. Jesus is Emmanuel, God in the flesh. And he is due worship. He did not stop the leper from worshiping him or discourage it. I'm going back to Matthew in chapter 8 and in verse 2. When this leprous man approached Jesus Christ, I want us to notice what he said. The first word out of his mouth, "Lord, Lord." You could not have a better beginning than that. Lord. It is a wonderful thing when we see individuals, even as this leprous man, acknowledging Jesus as Lord. You must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ. In Matthew 8 and in verse 2, following that, he said, "If thou wilt, thou canst." I just wish every Baptist fully understood that. If thou wilt, thou canst. This leprous man did not doubt the power of Jesus Christ. This leprous man knew that Jesus had the power to do whatsoever he willed to do. He did not doubt the power. He just did not know about the will. If thou wilt, thou canst. He knew everything depended wholly upon the sovereign will of Jesus Christ. Jesus could will to heal him or will not to heal him. You might remember the time that Jesus went to the pool and there was a multitude of sick people, lame, crippled people there. Jesus walked through them, singled out one man, healed him, walked away. He can heal whom he will. The leprous man knew this. If thou wilt, thou canst. In the book of Luke, look in chapter 4, if you would. If not the first, one of the first teaching of Jesus had to do with lepers. And it had to do with the healing of lepers. And it shows again the sovereign will of the Lord in this matter and in all matters. In Luke and in chapter 4, you'll notice in verse 27, he said, and many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, saving Naaman the Syrian. Interesting statement. Again, it shows God's sovereignty in this matter. Many lepers were in Israel, but the only one that was cleansed happened not to be an Israelite or a Hebrew. He was a Syrian, a Gentile. Why not heal the Israelites that were leper? That's God's will. That's God's will. The leper of our text said, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst. If thou wilt, thou canst. Matthew chapter 8 and in verse 2, do not overlook what he asked for. You'll notice he did not ask for healing. He asked to be made clean. And I'll read it. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Now, if he's made clean, there's a healing involved, but notice what he asked for. This man, as we read in the book of Leviticus, had been declared, pronounced, and made unclean by and through the leprosy. His desire was, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Notice Matthew chapter 10, the distinction that Jesus Christ made. In Matthew and in chapter 10, as Jesus would send some out, you'll notice in verse 7, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Notice what he said next. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers. Jesus made a distinction here. This leper said, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. You might remember it's recorded in Isaiah 64 and in verse 6, we are all as an unclean thing. By nature, we are all as an unclean thing. And we're told in the scripture, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. The leper said, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Notice in Mark and in chapter 1, in Mark and in chapter 1 and in verse 40, notice how many times Jesus is referred to in this little short verse. Read the hymns and the word thou. Jesus is the main character here, not the leper. But the important thing to me is this leper came to the right person. He knew who to go to. You do not find this leper seeking out the mother of Jesus and seeing what she could do. He would not go to a priest or someone else. He made his way to the person of Jesus Christ. He knew who to go to. The leper said, if thou wilt, thou canst. Mark 1 and in verse 41. Brother Justice teaching this morning on the person of Jesus, I just want you to notice this. Jesus moved with compassion. You realize there are things that we can do to move Jesus with compassion. Just bring your care to him. Bring your care to him. It's what this leper did. Bring your need to Jesus. The Bible tells us that Jesus was moved with compassion. Moved with compassion. I want to read all of verse 41. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. Think about leprosy. Think about the appearance that this man must have had. I'm sure no one else was getting close to this leper. Jesus, moved with compassion, it says in verse 41, put forth his hand and touched him. Do you think anyone else there would have done that? Everyone else would seek to avoid him. Everyone else would want nothing at all to do with this man. Just keep your distance. Jesus put forth his hand and touched this man that was full of leprosy. What compassion and love is demonstrated here. He touched him. I like that hymn, that song, he touched me. I like that. It's what happened here literally to this leper. Jesus put forth his hand and touched him. And more than that, he said, I will. I will. You know, I don't know all the scripture. I could not quote it all, but I don't remember any time Jesus saying, I won't, when someone asked him something. He said, I will. And he said, be thou clean. Be thou clean. Look in Matthew in chapter 8, the account there, and in verse 3. Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Just at the word of Jesus. Immediately, be thou clean. There's an account, and I won't turn there. It's also in Matthew in chapter 8, of a centurion that had a servant that was very ill, seemingly at the point of death. This centurion, a Roman centurion, told Jesus, just speak the word only, and my servant will be healed. There's power in the word of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, be thou clean. And we're told immediately, his leprosy was cleansed. The one that said, be thou clean, is the same one who spoke this world into existence. Be thou clean. I'm going to draw this to a close by just mentioning this. Every sinner ought to know. I wish I had some way of making them know that through their sins, they are more unclean than even this leper. They are more unclean than this man that was full of leprosy. For cleansing and for salvation, there's only one thing to do. Do as this leper. Make your way to Jesus. Make your way to Jesus. You know, one word that's common with Jesus is the word come. Just come. Come. Come unto me. Come. The only hope anyone has, acknowledging their sinful, unclean condition, humble themselves before the Lord. Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And I can assure every sinner by God's word, the answer will always be, I will. I will.